You're listening to No Broke Months for Salespeople podcast. In this episode of the No Broke Months for Salespeople podcast, Dan Roshan reveals how hiring the right virtual assistant can transform your business and your life. He breaks down how to find, assess, and hire world-class VAs, why cultural fit and communication matter most, and how your dollar can go further while making a real impact around the world.
I want to highlight a bit about how I work with virtual assistants. And so our virtual assistants are genuine members of the team. So we speak face-to-face on Zoom every single day. We speak face-to-face. We actually work in Zoom throughout the entire day. And so our full-time VAs are, they're full-time team members of our business, and they operate in that capacity. And so I'm very, very fortunate to be able to have them. The behavioral characteristics that you're looking for include Scarlet. Scarlet is what I teach and teach to sell. And it is the behavior that you're looking for in others to be able to align them with you and your company. So S stands for self-starter, S in Scarlet. C stands for competitive. A stands for assertive. Scar, R stands for relationships. L-E, so it's the capital L and the little E, Scarlet, stands for learning base. And then the T stands for team player. So again, Scarlet is self-starters, competitive, assertive, relationship-based, learning-based, team players. And that's who you're looking for in a partner. And you should consider to anybody that you bring into your organization, whether they're down the street working from your office or across the world working in your virtual office, that they are, that they are aligning with you, and that you treat them with value, and that your job is to train them and lead them and give them every resource that they need for their success. Make sure that you set expectations up front, and then you get the hell out their way. And that's the way that you want to approach working with a virtual assistant. What are some of the things as a real estate agent that a virtual assistant can help you with? So some of the things that that they can help you with would be marketing for things like your open houses, for doing Canva. I don't believe a real estate agent should ever be in a Canva class. I'm sorry. I don't believe that you should ever be spending your time on learning how to do Canva. It's one of my things, because it doesn't make you money. So how about you go, you make money, and then you hire somebody to do that for you. All right. Other things that a virtual assistant can help you with: organizing your open houses, your listings, coming soon properties, real estate classes. You know, maybe you're doing a webinar, that type of thing. Your any special initiatives, any online interviews that you're doing, other things that that they can do for you. They can do vlogging. They can do Facebook Live interviews. They can help you organize that. They could do inside sales for you, though I don't recommend that you do the inside sales initially. I believe that that's something you add on after the fact. I've got a bookkeeping company that's in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm located in Clifton, Virginia. And, so that's a virtual company that's in the United States. So these are some of the different things that you could do to be able to hire and to be able to lead. Let me just take a look. So it is at 2 o'clock today that I'm doing an interview, and I have put in almost zero effort except for a lifetime of learning how to be able to present for that interview. But I put about zero effort into getting ready for that interview. I'll take a look at some of the information later today, and I know that I'm well supported for that, and that's what I'll be able to do. So if you are looking at your business today, and you go back into the four pillars of business, the bottom one is to believe in yourself. And so build the unstoppable business mindset. That's the foundation of your business. And then on top of that comes lead generation. So that's your first floor of your business, is to be able to find business for yourself. You can do that by prospecting, by marketing, by networking. Prospecting costs you time. Marketing costs you money. Networking costs you both. When you're starting a business, you should consider doing more prospecting. Of course, if you have an investor that can help you to market and that type of stuff, that's great. You're going to give up some of your company to that investor, but they'll take care of that stuff for you. So going back, belief is number one. Lead generation is number two. You can get that by prospecting, networking, or marketing. Number three, or rather, I guess I should say that differently. The foundation is belief. The first floor is lead generation. The second floor is building an organization. So I'm giving you a plan today on how you can build that organization in a way that doesn't kill the, crush the bank. I suppose alternatively to that, you could also, instead of going out and hiring and going through this process, you can maybe join a company that already has the support that you're looking for. You know, a company that has lead generation, a company that has client care, a company that puts you as a real estate agent so that you're only doing what you're best suited, which is go make sales. A company like greetingsvirginia.com, just saying. Anyways, this is the pathway to be able to hire virtually. The one thing that I want to make sure that you understand is I, for years, including today, I don't consider my virtual staff my virtual staff. I consider me the virtual staff. Why do I consider it that? Because there's more of them than me. Right? I think we have right now 9 full-time virtual staff members, and we have just a couple agents. Okay. And so and then we have a runner that's local as well to put up our signs and lockboxes, that type of stuff. So that's the that's the structure. So if there's more people that live in in Europe and the Philippines than there are that live in the United States, who's actually virtual? I don't know. I guess our company's based in the United States, based in Virginia, but the majority of our company is actually based in the Philippines, and that hasn't been. I've been working with people from the Philippines since 2009, like a long time, back when Skype was the method of communication. If that was so I don't know, Skype, you talk about a company that screwed up the pandemic opportunity. Skype was it, and Zoom took it away. Anyways, so these are some of the ways that you can be able to hire virtually. So, what are your thoughts in regards to hiring virtually, in regards to like, hey, if when I can be able to position myself so that I can hire a virtual staff member. Now I'm going to be able to then be able to do my job, which is the 5 activities of a real estate agent. Write this down if you don't have this internalized. We should all have this internalized because this is your job description. Lead generate, convert the leads to meet with you, go on appointments to get hired and show homes, negotiate, practice your script, and role play. That's it. That's your job description. When you're able to implement your job description more often, then you then have the ability to be able to pay for somebody to be able to support you. When you're able to pay for somebody to support you, now you're able to scale your business or scale your life. It's not just about making more money, but it's also about creating more time. As I grow older, I recognize that time and money, between the two, time becomes more and more valuable to me. I had a friend that recently passed away about maybe 2, 3 months ago. And he was about maybe only about 15 years older than me, something like that, I would guess. And maybe 20 years. And he worked until the last day of his life. He was a business owner. He owned an HVAC business, a business. And this guy worked 18 hours a day until he was dead. Now, great if that brought him happiness. And I think it did, actually. I mean, that's what he wanted to do, right? But then, it got me thinking, like, I enjoy working. I love working. I love it. I absolutely love it. Like, I never feel like I'm working a day in my life. I really, truly don't. And I'm not suggesting that I'm going to not work a lot because I love doing it. Yet, I do want to be able to have the choice. I don't want to be like my friend to, I don't know if he had the choice or not. He probably did, if I was to guess. And he chose to work, and that's great if that was his choice. Me, I don't necessarily have the choice right now. I could maybe stop working, and move to I could certainly stop working and move to a different country and be able to afford the rest of my life, right? But I'm not so sure if I want to do that. So I'd have to make some choices that I might not want to do to be able to make it work if I just chose to say, okay, I want to choose not to work today. And so I'm not yet positioned to be in that place. So to be able to position yourself to be in that place, you've got to buy your time back, and you got to make more money. That's the reality of it. You could do that by scaling. You could do that by getting the right systems in place. You could do that by, we're going to talk about more about AI as it develops and how you can use AI in your business, how you can use AI to actually call through your leads. And that's going to be for a short period of time that that's going to be available before, they make it, against the law, almost guaranteed, right? Like they can't have a bunch of AI bots call, blowing up people's phones. But right now, as long as not a do not call list, it's a free game to be able to use AI to make phone calls, right? But that I really believe that that's going to be a short period of time. And some people aren't comfortable doing it today, and that's completely fine. If it's a way to be able to scale your business, it's a way to be able to leverage using a lot of the tools out there. Either way, even if you're not using AI to make phone calls for you, you should be using AI to be able to create content for you. And better yet, use a virtual assistant or partner with a virtual assistant, said better, and have your virtual assistant use AI with your direction and your approval so that they can position you to make you look good. All right. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings about our conversation today? How could you potentially use this in your business? So, first of all, we've got to take our ego hats off. Secondly, we've got to approach, and we also have to take our impatience hat off. All right, those are the two hats I have to take off, at least, right? Like, because I wear a big ego hat and I wear a big impatient hat. All right, just saying. And so maybe that's not true of you, but I'm going to say if you're successful in real estate sales or in sales in general, you probably have a little bit of both of those. And so, so when you're hiring, you have to approach it first of all with the anticipation that it's a no. Right, like the odds of you talking to somebody that's going to be a 9 out of 10 is almost zero. So then, what I do is we take the Scarlett, and I'm hiring basically based off of Scarlett. So I'll get to Scarlett here in a second, but before I get to Scarlett, I look for a record of success. So has this person performed at a successful level in a role similar to what I'm hiring for? And when I'm able to say, okay, they've succeeded in a role similar to what I'm hiring for, now do they have the behavioral characteristics? And I'm going to rate each one of these behavioral characteristics separately. All right. Are they a self-starter? 0 to 9 on that, or 0 to 10. Nobody ever gets a 10, but I'm going to say 0 to 10. Are they a self-starter? Are they assertive? 0 to 10. Do they relate well to others? 0 to 10. Do they like to learn? 0 to 10. Are they a team player? 0 to 10. Once I get those behaviors 0 to 10, now I'm looking at, do I have eights, nines, and tens on my rating? Because if I don't, then I stop. I'm not moving forward. Because what my ambition is, what my anticipation is that I only have 9s out of 10s within my organization. I know that I will never get a 4 to a 9. I can get a 7 to a 9 if they have the willingness and the skillfulness, but I'll never get a 4 to a 9. Now it's up to us as hiring to understand that if it takes you 2 months and 25 interviews or 50 interviews to hire one virtual assistant and they end up being a 9 out of a 10, I guarantee you that you will be grateful that you took the time to be able to hire them. What most people do in the hiring process, even with virtual assistants, is they talk to one, two, or three people at most. They hire somebody and then they expect for it to work and it doesn't. And then they get frustrated. And that's the reality. And so you have got to treat this like anybody else's business. My girlfriend works for a hospital, Inova in Fairfax. And they were hiring a somebody from the nursing department to be able to be that person that would be like just a representative for the families. Someone is and they deal with a lot of bad stuff, right? Somebody's passing away, somebody's sick. And so they have one nurse that their job is just really just to go have conversations with family members, which I think is a really noble, I think that's fantastic that they do that. And when they were hiring for that role, I know that here's a large organization, a probably billion-dollar company, if it definitely a multi-million-dollar company, and they took probably 4 months to hire for that one role. They went 4 months without having it filled to be able to make sure that they got the right person in the role. right? Because that's the way that companies do things, professional companies that succeed. The Inova healthcare system is one of the best healthcare systems in the entire planet. They're probably one of the most profitable ones too, as well, if I was to guess. I don't know anything about that, right? But just sitting there, just making a bold, just blank guess with no information, I bet I'm probably pretty close to understanding that they are very profitable. So that being said, how do they hire? They take 4 months to make sure they get it right. That doesn't mean it has to take 4 months. But what that demonstrates is that's their commitment to saying we're going to get this right no matter what. So I encourage for each one of you to approach your businesses in that way. If you want a step-by-step guide to have real estate evolution, this book will walk you through exactly the step-by-step on how to hire, right? But follow the steps in this book. There's and teach to sell. I have it in teach to sell as well, but it's not like step-by-step. It's more broad brush strokes, because what I found in writing is that people want less, not more. And so my writing style has changed somewhat, right? So if you want a step-by-step guide on how to hire, real estate evolution. If you want a broad brush stroke on like the 30,000 foot on how to do it, then that's teach to sell. Okay, the five things one more time: lead generate, convert the leads, meet with
Appointments.
you, attend the appointments, get hired, negotiate, and practice description role play. That's your job description. That's why we start with that. Anything that's outside your job description, you want to move towards leveraging that off. You want to move towards getting systems and people to be able to do that for you. If you're at the point right now where you're one person real estate agent and you have no support at all, then that means you're doing every single thing. And what I recommend for you, if that's you, is just notice when you're not doing one of these five things, which is going to be the majority of your day. And then as you notice it, then start asking yourself the question, how can I leverage and get somebody else to do this? And that may mean for another transaction. So that may mean that you have to work double time. That may mean that you have to do all that other blah stuff outside your business hours, so your business hours can be focused on your money-making activities. Everybody, I am out of time. In fact, I'm past time. I want to wish that you have the best day of your life. Be grateful, make good choices, go help somebody. Join me on Monday, on Monday, the October 13th, where we will be talking about the legacy leadership course. So we're at that point right now where we're transitioning from building an organization to leadership. Leadership is to be able to teach somebody else how to get what they want. We start that course on Monday, and then now that you've hired somebody, you've got them in place, now you'll start to learn better leadership tools, and using the CPI community to leverage that is one of your tools that you can use. God bless you guys. I'll see you all. I love you.
This is Dan Roshan, host of No Broke Months. Do you want consistent and predictable income with No Broke Months? My new book, Teach to Sell, Why Top Performers Never Sell and What They Do Instead, is being published early 2026 by Simon & Schuster. You can pre-order now at www.teachtosellbook.com and unlock over $10,000 of free bonus training. Don't wait. Go to www.teachtosellbook.com and grab your copy today. That's teachtosellbook.com.
Hey there, No Broke Months listener. I've got some exciting news. We just passed 375,000 downloads for the No Broke Months podcast, and I cannot have done it without you. I am beyond grateful for every single listener who tunes in daily, takes action, and shares this journey with me. Now, with you and I, let's take it a step further. If this podcast has helped you, imagine what it could do for another salesperson who might be struggling. Share the show with them. Let them know there's a way to create consistent and predictable income, because no salesperson should ever have another broke month again. And hey, while you're at it, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a favorable review. Your support helps us reach even more salespeople who need this. Until the next episode, have the best day of your life. Be grateful, make good choices, go help someone, and share the show with a friend. God bless you.